The BATTLEFORDS, the 91st Annual Battleford's Kiwanis Music Festival, is nearing its opening day of Monday, March 13. Printed programs will be available to purchase at Sobeys. We are delighted that the number of entries has increased significantly this year, says BKMFA President Diane Griba. In the past few months, the Battleford's Kiwanis Music Festival Association funded workshops in speech arts, ORF instruments, composition and fiddle playing for students and teachers in our district. Many of these groups are new to the festival and will enliven our sessions with their performances. The printed program introduction shares timely words from North Battleford Mayor David Gillen. While most of us listen to music for entertainment, we should also remember that it can help boost overall well-being, from reducing stress and improving cognitive performance, to encouraging and inspiring creativity. The power of music is truly amazing as it touches us deeply, in ways that range from the obvious to the inexplicable. In a supportive statement from Battleford Mayor Ames Leslie, "The Battlefords and region are so blessed with a multitude of talented and passionate individuals of all ages promoting the love of music through their discipline. Music is an art that teaches discipline and focus." With the local festival just around the corner, participants should note several considerations. It is important to be on time and to hand in your music, with the first bar of each line numbered, to the session secretary before the session starts. Note that practicing in festival halls during the festival week is not permitted. Any questions or concerns should be directed to committee member as the adjudicator cannot be approached. No unprogrammed entries will be accepted, unless the failure to include the entries was the result of a festival committee error. Participants must perform the selection printed in the program. Any change must be approved by the festival committee. If approved, it can be performed for adjudication only. Certificates will be presented according to the regulations outlined in the official syllabus. If competing for a mark, the scale is A+90 and above, A85-89, and A80-84. Marks rating below 80, A, will no longer be assigned. Since photocopying is illegal, the use of photocopied music, in which copyright exists, by competitors or accompanists in Saskatchewan Music Festival Association festivals will not be tolerated unless accompanied by a letter of permission from the holder of the copyright. Using photocopied music that is subject to copyright results in disqualification, no adjudication, no mark, and no scholarship consideration for the competitor. In terms of reminders to participants and the viewing public, common courtesy and performance etiquette must be kept in mind. Please do not enter or exit the hall during performances. Please turn off cell phones and computers while in the festival venue. Photographs and videos of performers and adjudicators cannot be taken in the festival hall. The festival venues are sent free. Be sure to celebrate the accomplishments of each performer with congratulations always in order. The 2023 Battleford's Kiwanis Music Festival is scheduled to run from March 13 to 25. Strings performances will run in the afternoon of Monday, March 13 at the Kinsman Band Hall. Instrumental entries begin in the evening of March 13 also at the Kinsman Band Hall. Instrumental ensemble classes are scheduled Tuesday morning, March 14 in the Lecture Theatre of North Battleford Comprehensive High School. Afternoon classes return to the Kinsman Band Hall. The Kinsman Band Hall continues hosting ensemble classes Wednesday, March 15 morning and afternoon. The Thursday, March 16 morning, afternoon, and evening classes at the Kinsman Band Hall feature solo, duet and small ensembles classes. The final sessions for band and instrumental classes are Friday morning and afternoon, March 16 at the Band Hall. Monday, March 20 features speech arts entries in Logie Hall of 3rd Avenue United Church with morning, afternoon and evening sessions. Tuesday morning, March 21 begins with spoken word classes in Logie Hall followed by vocal solos. Evening classes, hosted in the sanctuary, feature sacred and baroque vocal classes. Wednesday, March 22, back in Logie Hall, are morning sessions with solo poetry followed by folk songs or ballads. The afternoon classes include speech arts classes and musical theater classes. The evening session begins with a classical voice class followed by numerous musical theater classes. Piano solo classes begin also Wednesday evening in the sanctuary. Piano classes continue Thursday morning, March 23 in Logie Hall. The afternoon classes will be held in the sanctuary. Piano solos continue in Logie Hall Friday morning, March 24, followed by sessions in the afternoon. The evening classes will be held in the sanctuary. The final morning and afternoon piano classes are Saturday, March 25 in Logie Hall. The Gala Awards night will be Tuesday, March 28, 7 p.m. at the Decker Center. No one's born with their destiny stamped on their forehead. We make the choices to fulfill our destiny. Naomi Judd, 1946-2022.